And this, your career, I mean, yes, okay, there's a lot of years there, but during your career, you have worked with an unbelievable amount of people. I mean, you were even on Elton John's Rocket label at one stage, weren't you? And you've been on everything, the Old Grey Whistle Test, John Peel and all these people. You have worked with an amazing, actually, amount of people.
Well, it is true. I mean, I guess that it, you know, I made my first record 50 years ago, pretty much, to, you know, almost to the day. It was spring 1964 that I recorded She's Not There. And, you know, if you stay in one business for 50 years, you're going to meet an awful lot of people. And it's been a wonderful adventure. I've played all over the world and recorded, as you said, with Rocket Records, with CBS Records, with many, many record labels, and with many great producers as well. And it's been wonderful. I mean, I don't regret one day of my career in the music business.
Incredible. Incredible. Actually, She's Not There, The Zombies was all down to your vocal, frankly.
Well, I think it's slightly down to dear old Rod, who actually wrote the song. He surprised the life out of me. I didn't know he could write songs. And we'd just been introduced to a Decca producer called Ken Jones, who was going to produce our first session. And Ken Jones said to us, you could always write something for this session. And then he moved on to another subject. It wasn't like he made a big, bold statement, and I forgot all about it. And I had no idea Rod could write songs. And apparently he had written a couple of songs before that I didn't know about. And he went away, and then a couple of days later, he came back with She's Not There. And I think we all knew that was a special song as soon as we heard it. We went to Decca Studios. We recorded in the evening. We were 18 years old. And during the day, the engineer had been at a wedding, and he was fiercely drunk when we got there. And he got more and more aggressive. And I thought, this is never going to work. And I also thought, the music business is not for me, because he was very, very aggressive. And then we had a bit of luck. He passed out, and we had to carry him out of the studio and put him in a black London taxi and wave goodbye to him, and he's gone. And his assistant took over, who was Gus Dudgeon, who went on later to be the producer who produced all of Elton's early albums, and Kiki D, David Bowie. He became a very, very successful producer. But at that time, he was a young assistant engineer, and his first session was She's Not There, and it was our first session, and Gus never forgot that. And so out of a near disaster at the beginning of the evening, we recorded She's Not There, and I think three other tracks finished, and She's Not There went to number one in Cashbox in America. I think it was number two in Billboard, and it was around number 10 or number 11 in the UK. But it was a hit all around the world, and suddenly we had a career in the music business.
I know, I'm not taking away from Rod Argent in any way, shape or form of taking actually writing a great song, so forgive me, I didn't mean that. I just thought your vocal actually carried that song. It's just,
well, thanks ever so much. I mean, obviously,
it is
important, you know, how you sing it. And, of course, in those days, it was all very natural to me. As I said, I was 18 years old, and I was just singing with the voice I'd been given. And then going back to what we said before, over the years, I've tried to develop it a little bit, because if you do sing regularly and the Zombies tour all the time, you have to strengthen your voice, really, if you're going to sing night after night. And, of course, there's all the travelling and the flying that goes with it, which dehydrates you generally and makes you pretty tired as well. And you've got to have that strength in your voice.
I think I said this to you last year. Are you mad? all this
well, I think
cheering
it a little bit mad, yeah. I think people who are in the music business, yeah, I think maybe they are a little bit crazy.
I think, but if you weren't enjoying it and talking as you are now with the enthusiasm at the age you are, with no disrespect, you've still got that enthusiasm in your voice when you're talking about it. And to be out there doing it, it's obviously something you enjoy immensely. A quick question before we let you off the hook, basically. Is Rod coming with you on the solo tour, or are you doing it on your own with your own band?
No, I mean, he's let me off the hook for just a few weeks, and I'll be out on my own, which is kind of a strange feeling, having worked with him for so many years. I'm just doing about 10 days' dates with the solo band on my own. In August, the Zombies are going back to the States for 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, we're working a lot there at the moment. Mm. And rediscovering all our old catalogue, and also a lot of our old fans and some brand new fans. It's been a wonderful voyage of discovery going back to the States with the Zombies and realising how much interest there is in the band, and in particular in that era, that what they call the British Invasion.
Yeah.
They're fascinated with British bands of the 60s, and of course we play a lot of new songs as well. We don't just play our old catalogue, but it's been great going back and playing there after all these years. So in August I'll be back with Rod again.
And you still 50 odd years in the business, and you still are looking at this album. I'm looking at the picture of you on the album on the air tonight. You've still got most of the hair as well.
Well, it's wonderful what they can do with lighting, isn't it?
Incredible, isn't it? Just finally then, Colin, and thank you. I know 50 years, really, of playing, enjoying, travelling and all the rest of it. Is there anything that stick out for you? Is there anything in that 50 years that's been something you would say was a highlight? Or is that kind of an impossible question?
Well, I mean, it is a little bit. If you were to ask me tomorrow, I'd probably come up with some different instances. But recording She's Not There and it in 1964 and it going to number one pretty much all around the world was absolutely fantastic, and it changed all our lives. And I can think, just off the top of my head, I remember playing a charity concert at the Albert Hall with Eric Clapton and Bill Wyman and Georgie Fame and loads of wonderful artists, and that was a staggeringly wonderful evening. And at one point, Rod Argent and myself, we sang to a sold-out Albert Hall, just piano and voice. We sang a new song he'd written called I Want to Fly, and I thought, I just don't believe that we're standing here doing this. That was a wonderful moment. And then we played on the main stage at the Isle of Wight, and it was live on TV at the Isle of Wight Festival. It was live on TV, a wonderful Saturday afternoon, bright sunshine. It's a very family-friendly audience at the Isle of Wight Festival. A wonderful place to go if you ever get the chance to go. And that's another standout thing that I remember. Much more recent, that was 3 or 4 years ago. And to play in the sunshine at the wonderful, famous Isle of Wight Festival, and that was a brilliant afternoon. But there have been many afternoons like that. And, of course, it's made this last 50 years so worthwhile and so wonderful and exciting.
Unbelievable. Do you remember, just quickly, do you remember where you were when you got the first notification of you've just went to number one?
Absolutely. We were in the studio in Decca Studios in West Hampstead. We were recording a track called Tell Her No, which was our second single in America. And again, it was a top five single out there. It was a smaller hit here, and it was our third single here. Mm. We were recording Tell Her No, and our publisher from America rang and said, you're number one in Cashbox. And it was, and obviously that session was a very exciting session, because we never dreamt of anything like that. So I remember exactly where we were when we heard that news.
Incredible. Colin, I was going to play Say You Don't Mind. I've changed my mind because of what you've just said about She's Not There. I'm going to play that instead. But I'll play Say You Don't Mind, as I am going to do later in the show with On The Air Tonight. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday night in Edinburgh at the Jam House in Queen Street. And the tour goes on after that. You're in Milton Keynes on the 3rd and London's Jazz Cafe on the 4th. Derby and the Flower Pot. Now, there's a name of a place that takes you back, doesn't it? On the 6th and the 8th in Bilston and Wolverhampton. Yes, 4 or 5 dates, but it's the length and breadth of the country again for you.
Yeah, we like to get around, you know, join a band and see the world. That's what they say, and it's really true, you know. We're going right across the country, yeah, and it's going to be brilliant. I know all those venues, and they're all lovely, and we're really looking forward to coming up to Edinburgh, one of my favourite cities, and I do hope anyone who's got any spare time will come along and see us, because we're going to play lots of hits and lots of wonderful songs.
Well, I'm personally looking forward to it. And I might stick a microphone in front of you and get a couple of station jingles
okay,
on
fantastic.
Friday. I'm looking forward to it. I'll even buy you a pint, and I'm not renowned for that, incidentally, because I don't
okay,
actually...
Well, it'll taste all the more special for the fact you're not renowned for it.
Hey, great stuff. Colin, thank you so much indeed for joining us again on the East Coast. And just quickly before I go, how would you like to introduce She's Not There For Us?
This is the first record ever recorded by some young boys from Hertfordshire in England. It's called She's Not There, and it's The Zombies.
Thanks very much indeed, Colin. All the very, very best, sir.
All the very best to you too. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Colin. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.